This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic, a very good, well, I don't know if it's a good morning now that we are hearing reports of yet another attack in Australia. What is going on? What happened?
And that was at 1 o'clock this morning, Tuesday morning, when a daycare center, of all things, I mean, seriously, to target a daycare center where you have babies and toddlers playing. So a daycare center was targeted, firebombed, and anti-Semitic graffiti that happened this morning. And so needless, and in a suburb called Maroubra, which has a very strong and growing Jewish population, Jewish community, it's where there's a synagogue, it's where there's one of our Jewish schools is in that area, and a daycare center was targeted. And it's known that there are Jewish kids in that at that daycare center. And as I said, that happened at 1 o'clock this morning. So tonight, Tuesday night, a special prayer service will be held at the synagogue in that area, in that suburb, that part of the world. And the president of the Jewish Board of Deputies will be speaking there, etc., etc. It's also in the electorate of the Attorney General of the state is there as well. So obviously, again, that has shaken the community. So this so just putting a wider lens on everything is that both the federal government and the opposition are now have within sight of a deal with that, which they both agree, both the government and the opposition, to pass new laws against violent hate speech, and they both committing to doing this when the federal parliament resumes in February, so next month. And both major parties, as in the government, the opposition, have said that that tougher measures need to happen, we need tougher laws need to happen, and new laws happen, etc., etc. So it's, and again, also in a wider context, the police today issued a statement saying that they have arrested 179 people in connection with the
That's so interesting, because I was going to ask you that. Is anybody being arrested for these crimes?
So that was announced by the police just today. And that's those 179 arrests in connection with over 400 offences in the context of anti-Semitic incidents post October 7th. And so, yes, arrests are happening, and but at the same time, everyone is, when say everyone, I mean, obviously the community is saying, you know, it's whatever you, the government, and are doing, it's not enough.
Well, clearly and it's so not enough because it's happening. And it's happening with greater and it's happening with greater frequency.
With absolute greater frequency, and then if it's not houses, it's cars. If it's not cars, then it's now it's synagogues. Or if it's not synagogues, now even daycare centres, for heaven's sake. So you know it continues, and then houses of Jewish leaders, and so it goes on and goes on. Now, interestingly, an interesting commentary which has surfaced in the context of all of the above is that the wider Australian population is also is also getting upset. Why? Because these when places are targeted, it's not just in quotes Jewish properties or residences or institutions which are being targeted. And so for example, you know, when we spoke on Friday about the former home of the CEO of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry being targeted, he sold that home some years ago. There's a non-Jewish family living in that home. So there's a non-Jewish Australian family being attacked.
Anti-Semitically,
Anti-Semitic attack. And so ironically, or whatever the word appropriate word is, it's that belatedly, perhaps, wider society is getting fed up with this. And just digressing from that very quickly, so just yesterday, three archbishops, as in Catholic, Anglican, and Greek archbishops, came together with a joint statement saying, this has got to stop. We as a society cannot tolerate what is happening right now, just slamming what's going on, appealing to, you know, the wider community, et cetera, et cetera. So it's what that was, you know, obviously encouraging to hear, as I say, from the Greek Orthodox, Anglican and Catholic archbishops putting out a joint statement and a strong statement.
Obviously it's about the statement, it's about enacting the laws to be able to deal with the perpetrators. But what is physically happening from a security perspective in the Jewish neighborhoods? Because as these attacks increase in frequency, yeah, which is what we are seeing, this must be very, yes, very disturbing for local Jews.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely, yes. And so people are appealing for patrols. And obviously the police can't be everywhere all the time. I mean, obviously that it's just not humanly possible. But there does need to be more visibility of the police outside of Jewish institutions, at the very least. And those institutions are well known. And then one of the major papers today, I mean, obviously thinking journalism and not thinking security, published a map pointing to where that daycare center was in relation to the local synagogue, in relation to the Jewish school, all in the same suburb. I mean, you know, so you look at that and you think, seriously?
Because this hasn't been a problem in Australian society, or certainly not at this level, everybody's kind of learning how to deal with it. In a few months, you'll find that no papers will publish, no one will publish maps and directions to Jewish institutions. It's kind of what's known in other parts of the world because they've experienced this before. Sadly, this is relatively new for the Australian Jewish community. So there's a lot to learn along the way.
And there was a letter to the editor in the Sydney Morning Herald today, which is one of the major papers here. And it was not from a Jewish writer, which I was pleased to see, because the letter was responding to a previous letter which said, yes, the CEO of the Jewish community's former house was attacked, but look what's happening in Gaza. So today's letter said,
yes,
I'm upset about what's happening in Ukraine. Does this give me the license to go and attack Russian institutions? Well, I'm upset what China's doing in Tibet. Does this give me the right to go and attack Chinese institutions? The Jewish community in Australia is not responsible for what is happening or might be happening on the other side of the world. So somebody wrote a letter making that point, and a point which sadly has not penetrated to too many people.
Vic Aladef, that is where we leave it. Appalling story, once again, coming out of Australia, Jewish institution or a daycare, daycare center rather, in the Jewish community area was attacked.